It's 60 years this year since one of the most famous spying missions in history, and one which still resonates here in the South. It's the story of Lionel Crabb, who was a Navy frogman who vanished during a dive under a Russian warship, Russian warships, in fact, which were visiting Portsmouth in 1956. The story resulted in a scandal which put a prime minister under pressure and led to the head of the Secret Intelligence Service losing his job. Well, our reporter Dominic Blake has been looking back on the mission and joins us now from our Gunwharf Quays studio. And Dom, it's your job to take us back to 1956.
Well, it's a huge story, Steve, and Portsmouth has always been right at the centre of it because Commander Crabb spent his final night at the Sallyport Hotel in Old Portsmouth before setting off on this ill-fated mission 60 years ago today. Now, his job was to dive under a Russian cruiser which was here on a diplomatic visit, and the Prime Minister, Anthony Eden, had actually forbidden any spying, but it went ahead anyway with fairly disastrous results because Commander Crabb never returned. So there was a bit of a panic, a cover story was cobbled together, but it quickly fell apart when reporters found out about some strange goings on at the Sallyport Hotel and made the connection with Crabb's disappearance and the Russian visit. Here's author Mike Wellham, who's written a number of books on the subject.
Yeah, the register downstairs, you know, people when they check in at that time, it would be logged into by hand into a logbook. And when Crabb didn't return, this infamous Mr. Smith came back, removed all the luggage, paid the bill and departed, and then the police came down and ripped out the pages of the register because the government now was in full mode of a major cover-up.
So, of course, this cover-up starts rolling, and then things went from bad to worse in terms of that attempted cover-up because of what the Soviets said.
Yes, that's right. They could see the difficulty that the government was in, and they let it be known that they'd actually seen a frogman near the ship, and that was another a huge embarrassment for the government. So Eden was furious. He was questioned in Parliament. He said he couldn't say anything about it, but we know that very soon afterwards the head of the Secret Intelligence Service was replaced. And also the picture got darker. In the early 1960s, a Soviet defector called Anatoly Galitsyn revealed that at the time of Crabb's mission, the Russians actually had their own agents inside our security service, MI5, and also inside the Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, so much so that the crew of the visiting warship had actually been warned about Crabb's mission, and those double agents obviously famously included later Kim Philby, who fled to Russia in 1963, and Sir Anthony Blunt, who eventually confessed to MI5 in 1964.
Names people I'm sure will be familiar with. Here we are, Dom, in 2016, and there are still new twists to this story, even after 60 years.
Yes, it's never-ending, isn't it? Commander Crabb, of course, was a national hero before all of this. He'd done some very difficult and dangerous work for his country during the war and secret work afterwards. But there was criticism of the mission because basic precautions hadn't been taken, and also questions because Commander Crabb had connections with a lot of people who did turn out to be working for the other side. And another element was that the government has ordered that the case files on this whole story should actually be kept secret for 100 years. And of course, that in itself prompts speculation that there is a big secret at the heart of it. Most commonly, people speculate that Commander Crabb himself was a double agent and that perhaps he'd defected to Russia by going on board this ship that he was supposed to be spying on. And that theory really has persisted in spite of a headless, handless body being identified as Commander Crabb's after it was found floating near Chichester in 1957.
Yes, gory details. Now, some of these latest claims involve Commander Crabb's best friends.
Yes, this is a new and interesting twist. Crabb's best friend was a man called Maitland Pendock, and I've been hearing some fascinating claims from his family that he, in fact, was a double agent who faked his own death before joining Commander Crabb in Russia. There's more on that fascinating side of the story at 20 past 8, Steve.
Oh, excellent. Maitland Pendock is a good name as well, isn't it, Dom?
It's a fascinating name and a fascinating story.
Maitland Pendock. Dominic Blake with more details on the disappearance of Lionel Crabb with us in about an hour's time.